I came to America in 1946. We came by ship, the Marine Carp.
The name of the ship was the Marine Carp.
The Marine Carp. And we came straight to New York City, saw the Statue of Liberty, which we all were thrilled to see. And it was funny, when we got to New York and my father met us there, I didn't know what my father looked like because I had not seen him in 7 years. And I was 4 years old when he left, and I came and I was 11. And I kept telling my mom, tell me which one is dad, which one is my dad coming. I saw a lot of different men coming to pick up their families. I was so impressed with New York City. The buildings, the traffic, the everything. I just loved coming to America. It was exciting.
So you come from this village in Greece
with
no electricity, no running water, no nothing.
No cars, no nothing. No bicycles, nothing.
And you come to America, and your impression of America was?
Oh, I mean, I just can't describe it. It was just like another world. I just loved it. You know, as an 11-year-old, I loved everything.
Uh-huh.
My first English word was water. We were at a restaurant. I told my dad, teach me a word right now. He says, water. And I still remember him telling me.
And when you came to New York, you stayed in New York. What hotel did you stay in New York?
We stayed at the Piccadilly Hotel. And again, I was impressed. We were in a beautiful big hotel, and I, you know, coming from this little village, and all of a sudden I'm in a hotel.
And how did you get to Wilmington?
We came to Wilmington by train, and I liked that too. First time I got on a train, and I don't know how long it took us to get here from New York, but I always say this, and I want to say this right now. Coming to Wilmington, that was another exciting day, and we got off the train, and right in front of us was Front Street. I saw Front Street, downtown Wilmington, for the first time in my life, with buildings and cars and people. And I always say this to myself. I came from Greece. I was 11 years old. I did not know a word of English. And now my son is the mayor of the city of Wilmington. It's the American dream, and I'm real proud of my son.
Well, thank you, Mama.